Welcome back to Good Food. Love it or hate it, turkey is on the menu this Thursday for a lot of us. And I'd like to bring in a man who has cooked his fair share of big birds. Kevin Bledsoe is the Bledsoe behind Bledsoe's Bar and Q. And I asked him which style he grew up with, roasted, smoked, or fried.
You know, we did them all, like fried turkeys took off like in the 90s all over, but my granny was frying turkeys in a big old cast iron witch's brew pot like she used to fry her fish with way back in the day. So I was turned onto it a long time ago, but we did fried, smoked, and roasted.
So for a smaller gathering at Thanksgiving, you recommend smoking a turkey breast. How long do they need in the smoker?
You can smoke like a 8-pound turkey breast in like hour and a half to 2 hours. You know what I mean? They don't take long. They're not that hard to smoke. You can do a quick injection with them with some butter and make something incredible. And, you know, like I always say, learn your pit. And a turkey breast is hardly no fat. It's very lean. So it'll cook pretty quick.
Do you get boneless or do you prefer a bone-in breast?
I prefer bone-in. I don't always think bone-in everything is just the best flavor to me.
And do you brine purely through injection these days?
Something, it depends. Like when I'm just cooking, like say if Evan invited me over and said bring a turkey, I would put yours in a submerged brine because I would have the time to do it. But we do so many and we don't have the space to brine them all. So we mostly do injection brines like that. What I tell people a lot of times too, you know, make sure you know what you're getting, even in a chicken breast. A lot of them have already been brined and injected. If you see it's already been injected with a 6% solution, if you read it, you know, then it's already basically, you know, been brined with some moistness. All you got to do is maybe come back with some unsalted butter or something like that just to secure that breast or, you know, our turkey is going to be juicy. But it's such an easy, quick injection with a regular injector from the supermarket, just with some unsalted butter, maybe just a little chicken base, and inject that thing about 2 or 3 times in that breast and put that thing on the smoker, and you'll be the star of Thanksgiving at your house.
Now, what about if we want to try smoking a whole turkey? What should we look for when we're selecting the bird?
You don't want nothing over. I always say stay around 15 pounds. The bigger the bird, the older the bird. The longer to cook, the more chances for mistakes. Stay around a 15-pounder, and it's the same thing. You know, your breast is going to cook a little quicker than your legs and thighs. Make sure if it's your first time, you got your temperature gauges. I usually try to cook to about 160, 165 in the leg quarters, and maybe I'll go about 160 in the breast. But just monitor. Until you learn how to do it by sight, monitor, get you some temperature gauges, monitor that baby, and let it go. And like I said, if you know your smoker, you work that smoker just like an oven, you can pull a perfect bird out. But I try to stay right around 16 at the most. Between 14 to 16 pounders are the best ones to smoke.
And do you keep the bird whole, or do you like to spatchcock it or cook the thighs and legs separate from the breasts?
Some people do. I don't. I mean, I'm still traditional, so I still like that Thanksgiving turkey sitting there whole on the table. You know what I mean? Some people spatchcock it. It does cook quicker like that, and you can get a little bit more smoke into the cavity, but I get just as much smoke on, you know, just keeping it upright and intact. And like I said, I just like a pretty bird. And on Thanksgiving, especially if you know, having that big dinner, you don't want to see no bird spread all out, spread eagle on the table. You want that baby sitting up upright. That's the star of the show.
A lot of people, you know, talk about bringing our meats to room temperature before we start cooking them. Oftentimes we'll get turkeys and they're almost frozen, even if we've gotten them fresh. Yeah. So do we need to let them sit for a while out of the refrigerator?
If it's frozen, of course, you got to make sure it's fully thawed out. But some people swear by that you have to bring it up to room temperature. I mean, I've had to cook turkeys fresh out the pack. And it's no different. So what I always say is, though, on when you're reheating a turkey, that's where you got to be careful, especially if you had one that you pre-bought or if you smoked one. When you're reheating it, you got to be careful. You don't need to cook the thing again. You just need to bring it up to temperature and get it lukewarm, not overly hot, because if you warm that thing at about 200 degrees for about 45 minutes and just get it to the point to where it's warm, because a lot of people put that baby back in the oven at 350 and you're cooking the thing again. I'm sorry.
So let's talk about frying turkeys.
Yes.
All of us have seen the videos of frying turkeys gone awry.
Yeah, burning down the house and all that. A drunk uncle frying the frozen. Now, that's when you better have something at room temperature.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, pat it dry and at room temperature because you will blow the place up.
What equipment do we need?
You need an outdoor fryer. You need a fire extinguisher. But it's like, it's just like when people say, I can't make grits. And I say, read the box. If you read the box, you can make grits. I don't know how to light charcoal. Read the bag. Like a guy told me the other day on Instagram, wow, I've been barbecuing forever, backyard, whatever, and I never read the bag. And it teaches you right there how to do the charcoal. So if you read and follow the directions on the turkey fry, it's telling people don't want to get sued. So it's telling you exactly what to do. The reason they have mistakes, because for one thing, they're not temping it. They let the grease get too hot or they let the grease get too cold. I always recommend dropping that turkey. They say 350, but I always say maybe about 365 of 370 because you want to cook it at 350, right? So when you drop it in there, the temperature is going to come down because you're dropping that room temperature turkey in there. So that grease is going to come down. That's when you have to monitor your fry to make sure you're staying at 350. And as long as you're doing that, and it's not a time frame. Like if it's a 15-pound turkey, it's going to take anywhere between 35 and 45 minutes. After about 35 minutes, that's when you start temping. And I like to temp right between the leg, the thickest part of the thigh on there. If you temp that and it's coming out 165, 170, that bird is done. But that is something you can do excellent the first time you do it.
What is your trick or how do you teach people to know how much fat to have in that pot before you lower the turkey in because of the displacement?
To make sure when you get that turkey and it's still in the pack, fill up where it's usually a water line in there and put that turkey while it's still in the wrapper, drop that turkey in there and you can see where your water line is. But like I said, most of the turkey fryers come with water lines, 10 to 12 pound turkey, it's a line, and then 14 to 16 pound, it's a line in there that's usually perfect.
And what kind of oil do you prefer?
I love peanut oil because peanut oil has such a high burn content. So that's why they always recommend it.
Do you, whether you're roasting or smoking or frying, do you always like to throw a couple extra necks in there?
Oh, yeah. I throw necks on the pit, but plus I need the necks for my Ghibli gravy. And plus when you're smoking the necks and the butt is the first thing I taste off the turkey tail. Because that lets you know how your smoke is doing, especially when you're smoking and frying. That lets you know the flavor of it. Make sure you, when you're seasoning that turkey to fry or to smoke, that's your tester. Because, you pull that tail off most of the time anyway, but keep that tail on while you're smoking because that's what you pick it on while you are cooking. Ooh, yeah, that turkey going to be good,
Yeah, that's the cook's prerogative.
That's for the house right there. So make sure you keep that on and season that because more than likely that's what your turkey is going to taste like.
That's Kevin Bledsoe. We've been talking about turkey, smoked and fried. His new book is Bledsoe's Barbecue Cookbook, A Family Affair in Smoke and Soul. We've got recipes for his smoked turkey and his fried turkey on our website. Check it out at kcrw.com/goodfood.